Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Tim Sanderlin, and today is December 8th, 2021. Right now we're going through our Advent devotional guide, which is based on the book of Jeremiah. Each day during the series, we'll be reading the portion of scripture out of Jeremiah, and then you will also hear my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. Our scripture today comes from Jeremiah 18. So if you have your copy of scripture, would you follow along with me? It says this: "This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him, the potter, working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me, and he said, 'Can I not do this with you, Israel, as the potter does?' declares the Lord. 'Like clay in the hand of a potter, so you are in my hand, Israel. If at any time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be uprooted, torn down, and destroyed, and if that nation I warn repents of its evil, then I will relent and not inflict on it the disaster I had planned. And if at another time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be built up and planted, and if that nation does evil in my sight and does not obey me, then I will reconsider the good I intended to do for it. Therefore, I say to the people of Judah and those living in Jerusalem, this is the word of the Lord. Look, I am preparing a disaster for you and devising a plan against you. So turn from your evil ways, each one of you, and reform your ways and your actions.' But they will reply, 'It is no use. We will continue with our own plans. We will all follow the stubbornness of our evil hearts.' Therefore, this is what the Lord says, because they have said this: Inquire among the nations, who has ever heard anything like this? A most horrible thing has been done by virgin Israel. Does the snow of Lebanon ever vanish from its rocky slopes? Does its cool waters from distant sources ever stop flowing? Yet my people have forgotten me. They burn incense to worthless idols, which made them stumble in their ways in the ancient paths. They made them walk in byways on roads not built up. Their land will be an object of horror and lasting scorn. All who pass by will be appalled and will shake their heads. Like a wind from the east, I will scatter them before their enemies. I will show them my back and not my face in the day of their disaster. They said, 'Come, let's make plans against Jeremiah, for the teachings of the law by the priests will not cease, nor will the counsel from the wise, nor will the word from the prophet. So come, let's attack him with our tongues and pay no attention to anything he says. Listen to me, Lord. Hear what my accusers are saying. Should good be repaid with evil? Yet they have dug a pit for me. Remember that I stood before you and spoke in their behalf to turn your wrath away from them. So give their children over to famine, hand them over to the power of the sword. Let their wives be made childless and widows. Let the men be put to death, their young men slain by the sword in battle. Let a cry be heard from their houses when you suddenly bring invaders against them. For they have dug a pit to capture me and have hidden snares for my feet. But you, Lord, know all their plots to kill me. Do not forgive their crimes or blot out their sins from your sight. Let them be overthrown before you. Deal with them in the time of your anger." April 6th, 2020, only a few weeks after the United States had shut down due to COVID-19 pandemic, I decided, like many others, to spend most of my time outside. Upon doing this, I realized that my yard and its landscaping were a disaster. Above all, I prioritized removing a shrub from the front yard. If you have ever tried to remove a shrub that has been in the same place for years, you will know it's a much bigger undertaking than you could have ever imagined. After using two different kinds of shovels, an axe, and a collective 7 hours of trying to mine it out of the earth, I took to more reckless methods, an automated hedge trimmer. I put on my work gloves, gassed up the trimmer, and went to work. Not 3 minutes later, I was headed inside with a finger that had made direct contact with a pretty sharp and very fast blade. I couldn't go to a hospital at this point in time because of COVID, so I simply called a nurse friend and asked if she could come help. While I no longer have feeling in the tip of my middle finger on my left hand, it is now hardly noticeable that the incident ever took place. At the time, though, my finger was in pretty bad shape, and in order for it to be mended back to its original figure, my friend told me I had to sit still and let her restore my finger. Sitting still is a hard thing to do. Jeremiah, circa 600 BC. The Lord comes to Jeremiah, telling him to go down to the potter's house. Upon approaching the potter at his wheel, Jeremiah notices the pot the craftsman is tending to is far from finished. The clay is marred and mangled. The potter seems to not even look up from the task at hand and decides to keep working with this disfigured pot and shaping it as it seems best to him. At times when creating something even as simple as a cup of coffee and things go awry, we can be quick to dispose of the failed product and start over. But not this potter. This potter saw the problem, addressed it, put his hands on it, and slowly shaped it into something usable. What did the clay need to do? Sit still. All the clay had to do was stay right there in the hands of the potter. Notice this is not a quick craft. Pottery takes time. But the product is something far more than a trinket. It is often an intricate vessel with multiple uses. The potter, our father as we know him, is not interested in making us into ornaments. Instead, he is sitting at the wheel, willing to make us into vessels, people, children, image bearers, apprentices, and priests. What do we have to do in the painstaking process of redemption? Stay in his arms and sit still.